One of the most blogged about stories this week was last Sunday's New York Times piece speculating that the high-stress, all-work-no-sleep lifestyle of professional blogging might be literally killing bloggers. That's right. Bloggers have been racing to blog a story about a deadly epidemic caused by bloggers racing to blog stories. It's like an M. Night Shyamalan film, except without the cheap-looking monsters and disappointing twist ending. For more on the story, I'm joined by Todd Levin, part of the best-looking news team on radio. Todd, ooh, why are you wearing a black armband? Are you in mourning for the dwindling blogger community?
Oh, this whole thing? No. It's just a blood pressure monitor. Ever since I read that New York Times article, I've been wearing it to just constantly check my vitals.
But Todd, do you think there's really any truth to this argument? I mean, this article cites only the deaths of two known bloggers and a third who survived a heart attack. With respect to the bloggers' friends and families, that's not an epidemic.
Really, Faith?
Yeah.
Try explaining that to Spencer Ackerman, a blogger for the Washington Independent, who has firsthand knowledge of this deadly occupation.
The most stressful part is coming up with constant content.
Wow.
Yeah. Constant, not just constant. Constant content. These bloggers are murdering themselves to create round-the-clock web content. And since you can never really predict when a big story is going to break, bloggers literally can't afford to fall asleep on the job, or they run the risk of getting scooped by the competition.
Come on, Todd, this can't actually be life-threatening, though.
Tell that to Spencer.
Whoa.
Or more likely to his soon-to-be next of kin. Our young Spencer is deeply concerned that his hard-scrabble days of nonstop typing, chair sitting and gummy worm eating are numbered.
I'm 27 and will be dead tomorrow.
Yeah, dead. And right after Spencer said that, he added LOL, which, as we all know, is internet shorthand for life's over, lordy.
LOL means laugh out loud. Todd, he was just kidding.
I don't think this is anything to laugh about, Faith. This is a blogger's death. Nothing to laugh about unless he dies in a funny way. And then it's posted on YouTube. Then you can laugh.
All right.
Besides, the almost facts are all right there in the article. According to its writer, bloggers are susceptible to any number of health risks, including weight loss or gain.
Mm.
So bloggers, if you've lost or gained weight recently, there's a very good chance your next post could end with a sad-faced emoticon clutching its heart.
I'm sorry,
LOL.
Todd, I'm not buying it. I think you're making a mountain out of a molehill.
Right. A molehill made of murder, Faith. Go with me on this one. Imagine you're a professional blogger. And you've just awakened from your nightly 2 hours of sleep, only to discover that while you were being lazy, you missed out on a major story like a Heidi Montag sex tape or a hilarious video of a drunk shirtless David Hasselhoff eating a burger. By the time you travel those 3 feet to your computer, all of the really good sarcastic comments have already been used by other bloggers. See, in this high-stress world of blogging, sleep isn't a luxury. It's a form of career suicide.
Well, is there a solution?
Well, there are preventative measures. I asked stress relief expert Rosalie Moscow for some ways bloggers can reduce stress.
Number one, take a deep breath and get back connected with their body, their mind, their spirit. Number two, feed yourself some, fish, avocados, soup. Number three, they got to sleep.
I want some fish avocados.
You could almost smell the patchouli coming through that sound clip. So there is hope, Faith. That's all I'm saying. But until Rosalie's message is heard by everyone, there is one way to keep these brave bloggers alive. And you all have the power to make it happen. And by you, I'm pointing to America right now. It's simple. Stop doing stuff. Stop doing stuff that bloggers blog about. Politicians, stop having sex with prostitutes and or strangers in public restrooms. Radiohead, stop releasing albums on the internet. Celebrities, stop acting drunk. And adorable kittens, puppies, and rabbits, please, for the love of God, stop letting your owners balance everyday objects on your head and then photograph you and post it to Flickr. People's lives hang in the balance, Faith. Remember, every time a nipple slips, a blogger gets his wings.
Thank you, Todd.
God bless. And it seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind, never knowing.